Here is a message to all Queenslanders from Deputy Police Commissioner and State Disaster Management Coordinator Ian Stewart.
Look, the state of Queensland is experiencing a disaster of unprecedented scale. Dozens of our communities have been affected directly or indirectly by flooding and damage to property and infrastructure. I would like to be able to say that this will be short-lived, but the reality is that this event will continue for days and possibly even weeks as the recovery takes hold. While the impact of damage to our roads and infrastructure is assessed, rectification processes will be felt over the coming months. While much is being said publicly about communities most affected by flooding, and obviously our focus has to be on the hotspots, please be assured that we are working hard to ensure that all Queensland communities affected by this disaster have their needs met during this very, very difficult time. While our people work hard and day and night to protect life and property, there are a couple of things I would like to mention. Please, if you need help, ask for it. Keep an eye out for your elderly or infirm neighbours. Take time to ensure that they are okay. Be patient. Police and emergency services and volunteers are working hard to help you, but the scale and scope of this event means that you may have to wait a while we help people more seriously affected than you are. Expect travel delays. Our roads have been hit hard by damage caused by flood and waters. Roads, including major highways, are out, and many have been badly damaged. If you are driving, your trip will take longer than normal. Plan for it. If you are returning home from holidays, think about leaving early, but make sure that your route is open and not likely to close before you leave. Take provisions in case your trip is delayed by road closures. Show courtesy to other drivers and to road workers who are trying to fix those roads for you. We are all in this together, and I know that Queensland's spirit of lending a hand and pitching in when times are tough will see us through this difficult time, but we have to work together. And we're all in this for the long run. Can I also encourage all Queenslanders, as New Year approaches, please consider your plans and what you intend to do, and even your celebration. Help us minimise the impact on all emergency services, particularly the police, during this very, very busy time. Thank you.
You've been listening to Ian Stewart, Deputy Commissioner of Police and State Disaster Management Coordinator.